We are here today because many people over many generations said yes. We could go back further, but I want to start with the yes that came 120 years ago, almost exactly. January 2nd, 1898. A small group of professors and administrators connected to this place, this school, or at least its 1898 version. It was a college for farmers and ranchers just emerging. That small group finally said yes to an invitation they'd been pondering. You might call it a challenge. The Reverend Anna Jane Norris had been traveling from Longmont to Fort Collins, back and forth, trying to stir up enough energy from the hundreds who had been coming to hear her preach, trying to see if she could get from them a willing yes and. See, she had a vision for a Unitarian church in Fort Collins. Now, if it sounds radical that it was a female minister in the 19th century, yeah, it was. She was a part of a whole group of women that we can thank for their yes, brought liberal religion to the West, because the men back then were like, go West? No. But that's another story. Can you imagine what it must have been like to arrive here at that time and to try to start a Unitarian church as a female? But Reverend Anna Jane, she was committed to her yes and she was giving it her all, preaching regularly the good news of liberal religion from Longmont to Fort Collins, from Fort Collins back to Longmont, and finally on January 2nd, 1898, the nascent congregation in the nascent Fort Collins said yes. There is still no Unitarian church in Longmont, by the way. They're still thinking about it. I'd like to see their faces, that group of Unitarians who gathered on January 2nd and signed their charter to develop a, this is from their charter, the Church of Humanity, progressive in spirit. I'd like to see their faces, if they could see all of our faces here today. Like, but that's how it always is, right? We never really know what we're saying yes to, all the worlds that our yes will open up, the way the story will change. I mean, you saw it in your tables just now, the power of yes and. Now, be honest for a minute. How many of you, when you realize that we weren't going to just watch improv, but we were going to actually join in, were like, yes? All right. And how many thought, no? Right, because all of you know that yes is dangerous. Yes takes on a life of its own, especially once you add your and to the yes. It goes on much bigger than you, or at least this is the hope. When I was in college, my friends and I had a dream of creating a theater troupe. I was a theater major. So we wanted to call it the Yes Company, because we wanted to surround ourselves with people whose first instinct it was to say yes. Not just yes, actually, but that yes and. The people who would receive whatever is thrown at them with open arms and then give something back that's even better. Now, although I was working in the theater at the time, I didn't think of it as a theater thing. I just thought of it as a life thing. Because yes, people are more fun and interesting. And they make life more fun and interesting, more joy-filled. I liked who I was when I was around the yes people. It made me more of a yes person. My natural inclination towards over-seriousness gave way to more playfulness, daring, and open-heartedness. Yes, people create a space where creativity can happen. Crazy creativity. Wild, ridiculous ideas. Bad ideas, even. All of these are safe in a community of yes, which is vital because in order for us to succeed, you've got to fail a lot first. At least as long as that failure includes learning and changing and growing. Yes, and... This whole last year, however, I started to understand the instinct not for yes, but for no. As in no freaking way. It started last January when a lot of the days I wanted to hide my head under the covers and refuse to see the world as it actually was. This is what yes means to start. It is accepting reality as it is, not agreeing with it necessarily. It's not like a vote for reality. It's just receiving it, letting it in, and then from there responding with a positive contribution to make it better. We've been talking the last few Sundays about showing up. Today we begin officially together our series called Join In. Show up, say yes, but don't stop there. Join in. Add something. Add yourself. Yes, and. I was predisposed to know, I admit, coming into the year. Like many of you, I'm guessing. I just could not accept that this president would be our president. Not after all he'd said about women, immigrants, people of color, not given his ignorance, his climate change denial, his arrogance, just no. There's a lot of no, a lot of energy in no, or at least there is initially. A common enemy has given rise to many powerful moments in history and creates fast friendships, but the energy of no doesn't last. You can't make a life by undoing. Life asks us to be builders, creators. Life asks us to find our yes. Now, don't mishear me. I'm not talking about what I would call a holy no, which, by the way, I realize I need to say to all the kids in the room, when your parents say no, that's a holy no. I realized my kids were going to be in the room, so I needed to say that. A holy no is driven by an underlying yes, a connection to a positive vision and values. The holy no is about boundaries, and most of us could use a lot more of holy no's in our life. But that's not this. That's not the no I'm talking about. The no I'm talking about is about fear and about self-protectiveness, defensiveness, denial, or even sadness, grief, or maybe just getting by. Either way, the sort of no is not living, not all the way. This no may help you survive, but it is only yes that allows you to thrive. And I wonder if anyone here in the room is a Grey's Anatomy fan or Scandal. How to Get Away with Murder. I love all of them, to be honest. They are all the brainchild of writer and producer Shonda Rhimes. Now, Shonda Rhimes, her brilliance is mind-boggling. Her passion and creativity are endless. Or at least they were until a couple of years ago when she went through her own period of no. Nothing was fun. It was just routine. A machine. Just getting by. But then one day, her toddler caught her on the way out the door and asked, "Do you want to play with me, Mommy?" Now, Shonda is, as you can imagine, a very busy woman and doesn't often stop to play. But in that time in her life, where her whole life felt like no, she decided to say yes to her daughter. And so they played. They improvised. I mean, yes and is like natural for many kids. Playing there with her daughter, she could feel her inner no becoming yes. an active yes, an alive yes, a choice to try something she didn't expect. A yes that pulled her towards something bigger. So after that, she decided to spend a whole year saying yes to all the unexpected invitations. All the things that scared her. The things that pulled her out of her routine and her comfort zone. She realized she wanted to live her life like she was worthy of yes. Because she realized she didn't before. She didn't believe that she was worthy of a life that bold, that brave, that uncontrolled, that unpredictable, a life filled with that much life. There are 1,000 reasons today to be predisposed to no. 1,000 reasons to resist and hold back, to hide under the covers. Life is scary, and more than anything, this last year has affirmed how often, regardless of our all-out effort, our desire, and our good intent, how often there are no guarantees about any of it. But refusing reality does not actually change it. It just keeps us out of the scene. And so, like Shonda Rhimes' toddler, I am here to ask all of you, do you want to play? The world needs us, all of us, more than it ever has before. All of us who are these 120 years later, still committed to the Church of Humanity, progressive in spirit. We need all of us to release ourselves from whatever story is keeping us from joining all the way in, whatever fear or feeling that we may not be worthy of that big of a yes, whatever story we have, because it's going to take all of us, and so many more, all of our partners taking that full leap into the scene, this scene, this life, and giving of ourselves, knowing that we will not live to see the way that this story turns out, because this yes is the work of our whole lives. It is a yes for the version of this gathering in 2138. Whatever that's going to be, it is a yes to make way for their vision, their dreams, and their courageous love. Now, in a few moments, we're going to ask everyone here to consider making a financial commitment for the coming church year. Now, for some of you, this is nothing new. You've been saying yes to this ask for 10, 20, 30, maybe even 40 years. Thank you. We are here because of your yes. For others of you, maybe it's totally new. Maybe you're even a little uncomfortable and you're pretty sure your phone is ringing and you need to step out to take it. But before that happens, I want to invite everyone to imagine that this financial commitment is one major way to express your yes and. It's your way of saying, I'm in for this vision, for this scene that we're playing out here at Foothills, this story of unleashing courageous love. There is no minimum, and I can't underscore that enough. Like Nathan said last week, get in where you fit in. This past year, we've seen pledges at $2 a month, and that all counts. And we've had pledges at $20,000 a year. By the way, there's no maximum either. It all counts. We are here because people like us were offered an invitation or a challenge and said yes, without guarantee, over and over across generations. We are yes people. Yes, and. So, let's play.